Adopt secure positions, now!
Following their leader, the patrol fanned out and adopted defensive positions along the verge of the woodland, waiting for the wag to approach, for the engine noise increased in volume as it headed toward them. Scanning the plane, it was now possible to pick out the shape, with lights extinguished, of what appeared to be a jeep, with at least three men on board.
Do not fire unless we are seen. If they wish to pass and not enter the wood, we do not alert them to our presence. Understood?
The other patrol members didn't answer, taking it as an order rather than a question. Away to the west, Jack had just passed a sentry post, having seen JB on watch and alerting him to his presence with the softest of bird calls. The armorer had returned the signal and let Jack pass. Jack scouted around the post without anyone even realizing he was there and continued on his search for the patrol. It was soon after that he caught the sound of a wag engine. Realizing that it could only come from an outside source and having no idea where the sec patrol may be, Jack increased his pace so that he could intercept the wag to ascertain its purpose. Within a few minutes, the engine noise had grown louder, and Jack had arrived at the point where the sec patrol had positioned themselves. Swiftly and silently, Jack climbed a tree so that he had an overview of the situation. He could see the wag clearly on the plane, and could pick out four men in the pale moonlight, all armed. Below him, he could see the four patrol members, armed with Glocks and H&Ks, which were the standard Piloten sec hardware. The patrol was focused and ready to fight. The approaching patrol wouldn't be. They were either an outlying sec patrol themselves, or nocturnal hunters. In either case, their primary concern would be the wildlife, and they wouldn't expect a four-man sec patrol to blast them. Seeing that the Pilotans were adopting a primarily defensive stance, Jack decided to sit back and wait. He wouldn't intervene unless strictly necessary, for his sudden presence could throw the Pilotans into confusion. A conflict was looking likely, however, as the wag was headed with an almost unerring accuracy for the spot where the sec patrol was hidden.
They're not going to turn away. Be ready.
Do you think they've seen us?
Do you think it matters?
There was no time for any kind of reply, as the wag swerved into a turn that would take it along the edge of the wood, obviously the extent of its patrol route. There would have been no need for the Pilotan sec patrol to take any kind of action, if not for the fact that the angle of the turn was about to send the back wheel skidding over at least one of the concealed Pilotan sec. They had no choice but to make their presence known. As one, they sprang out of cover, firing at the wag. The sound of blaster fire cut through the air and penetrated into the woods, reaching the Pilotan camp. Marcus immediately mobilized some of his sec and set off in the direction of the noise, leaving others to protect the camp. Sunita and Mildred were left behind, the latter suddenly noticing for the first time the absence of the other companions. Meanwhile, at each of the sec posts, the sentries went to triple red, sending one member of their party toward the sound of the firefight. The companions, watching these posts, elected to stay where they were. Jack pulled his .357 Magnum Colt Python, but stayed where he was up in the tree, electing to see how the firefight would develop. From where he was, the sec patrol seemed to be doing just fine. The jeep screeched to a halt, the engine stalling as some of the H&K fire splintered the glass in the windshield. Jack could hear the men in the wag curse and yell in confusion, falling from the stationary wag and attempting to return fire, but not being able to see the Pilotans against the darkness of the backdrop, the dark clothing of the sec men blending them into the trees as they dropped back to take cover, firing as they went. The sheltering outsiders began to return fire steadily, spraying the area with blaster fire, blindly attempting to hit something, anything. The Pilotans, on the other hand, had a clear night sky backdrop across the plain in which to pick out the men crouching in cover of the wag. Their returning fire was more sporadic, but more accurate. The men behind the wag had themselves concealed well enough to avoid being killed, but there was no way they could emerge from that small area of cover. Things would have to change, and quickly. Jack decided it was time for him to enter the scenario. He dropped from the tree, planning to circle around from a distance to pick off some of the outsiders from the rear. It would take all of his skill as a hunter to make an unseen approach, but he was sure he could do it. He began to move across the wooded area to the rear of the Pilotans, but pulled back when he heard the members of the sec posts approaching. There were also the sounds of men coming through the woods to the rear of him, sec men from the camp.
Damn!
There was no way now that he could go through with his part of the plan without making himself known. He went back up the tree.
You're on your own.
However, it wasn't necessary for the approaching forces to muster and mount an attack. Under a sudden barrage of concerted cover fire from the outsiders behind the wag, One of the four men scrambled into the driver's seat of the Jeep and attempted to start the engine.
Fuck! Let's get the hell out of here! Jesus Christ! Oh, thank God!
As the engine finally caught and the outsider gunned it into life, the other three men scrambled in, firing recklessly into the woods as they did. The sheer consistency of their fire prevented any of the concealed Pilatensek men from taking aim. The outsiders were able to gain the wag and keep firing as the driver turned it, then put his foot down, hammering the accelerator as the wag bumped over the plane, back in the direction it had come. The Pilatensek men kept firing at the retreating wag, even as Marcos and others from the sec post and main camp reached the scene. Breathlessly, the patrol leader told the sec boss what had occurred.
I did not think that any village would send scouts this far out. I fear that we will have to adapt sooner than we expected to the ways of the mainland.
But we defeated them, sir. That's all that matters.
It was a feeling echoed by the others. What Marcos had to say to them, Jack didn't wait to hear. He had something else worrying him, and he swiftly traversed the distance between the compass point posts, gathering the companions with a few words of explanation as he went. While he journeyed to the next post, the companion keeping guard returned to the main camp. Traveling counterclockwise, Jack met JB last of all. The two men returned to find an upbeat mood in the main Pilaten camp. The companions, on the other hand, were more subdued, particularly Mildred.
Dark night, Jack. I knew we should have mentioned this to Mildred.
Too late worry now. She should know more important things worry about.
As JB and Jack approached the gathered companions, Mildred was about to speak when Jack cut her short.
Earlier not matter now. We got big trouble.
In what way, Jack?
Wag from a ville, Forsec. Regular patrol by look of it. Now know we're here and in firefight. Be back in daylight with more sec. Find out what fuck's going on.
So is that a problem? It's what you'd expect.
Yeah, Millie, what we'd expect. Trouble is, Jack's heard them talking to Marcos. He's cautious, but he seems to be the only one. And take a look around you. They think they've won and that it stops here. They sure as shit won't listen if you tell them it never ends, so it's up to us to keep alert until morning.
Yeah. Guess you were right to shadow them then. I just wish you'd told me.
Couldn't. You were with Sunita and Marcos when we had to go for it. There was no way we could safely tell you. Believe me, that's all it was.
Okay. It's easy to forget that these people have got a lot to learn, and they've got to learn it the hard way. I just hope there's enough of us to cover their asses and ours when the shit hits the fan.
The Pilatensek posts had been remanned, and the patrol had returned to the central camp elated. Despite the best efforts of the sec chief, the people of the camp had vigorously celebrated their victory over the outsiders and were still asleep when the sound of roaring wags could be heard from across the plain. Marcos was instantly awake and found that the only ones prepared to meet the intruders were the companions, all of whom were awake and fully armed. After rearming his Agent K, he hurried across to them, kicking awake Pilatens as he passed.
Mildred, you knew this would happen.
Yeah.
You never said this.
I heard you try to make the same point, and no one was listening. So why do you think they were going to listen to me?
Well, no matter now. It sounds like a heavy force, many wags. But I doubt they'll be able to get them through to here.
Probably just for transport. The bill seems to be a long way off. But they'll dismount and pour through the woods, and they could be coming from all angles. And remember, they probably know this area better than we do. I'd have preferred it if they could have driven right up to us. At least we'd know where they were.
I'll divide us up into parties. Send them out to counter any actions. Will you help me rouse the people?
Ryan nodded, and the companions moved among the sleeping and half-awake Pilatens, rousing them. They were greeted with mild hostility, resentment, that it was Whitelanders who were telling them to get up to prepare for battle. Marco sent scouts out to the sentry posts to see what was happening and to relieve the sec men there. The job of the scouts was to send back reports with the returning sec men, then keep a roving brief so that they could plot the progress of the outsiders. Swiftly, the mood in the Pilaten camp changed. As they fully awakened and could hear the arriving wags, the Pilatens realized that they were in for their first taste of a real firefight. They rapidly checked and primed their blasters and assembled in front of Marcos, who received the reports of the incoming sec force. He turned to the assembled Pilatens and the companions.
They come from the one area, across the plain where the skirmish took place last night. There are 10 wags, with approximately 5 or 6 people on each. This means that we outnumber them, but they appear to have machine blasters. They may have grens, maybe even rocket launchers. We cannot know their firepower, therefore must assume the worst. I will divide you into small groups and assign posts. We will concentrate our efforts in the direction from which they will come, but also have outlying parties to flank them. You must be alert and shoot to kill. Use the natural cover. They undoubtedly will.
Marcos moved among the Pilatans, dividing them into groups and assigning them to work with the companions.
They have experience of firefights in the Whitelands. Listen to them.
Yeah, sure, boss man.
Watch your tone, Demian.
JB and Christy could feel the hostility in their small war parties, where there were diehard separatists who weren't comfortable with the idea of listening to Pale Ones. Before the groups set off into the woods, JB managed to snatch a few words with Ryan.
Another thing, I don't like the idea of so many people with blasters wandering about in such a small wooded area, blasting at anything that moves.
Yeah, I know. We should be drawing the enemy out where we can get a clear sighting of them. It'll be too easy to blast our own out there.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Good luck out there.
The war parties were about to move out when a scout returned with further information. The wags had rolled to a halt and discharged their cargo of heavily armed men, with a guard of four left to cover the vehicles. The men had fanned out and were now in the woods.
We outnumber them heavily, Sunita, so the odds are on our side, but we need to proceed with caution.
Of course. Let's move out.
As you wish.
Mildred.
Yes, Anita.
I fear I shall not be of much use in the conflict to come.
You concentrate on keeping alive, sister. We're a far-flung group, so the chances of you being in serious danger are low. Marcos has made sure of that.
But I must lead my people.
You can't lead them when you're chilled. He's done the right thing in these circumstances. Now just stay close to me and don't argue about it, all right?
Time to reload. Deathlands is continued on the next CD.